Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo le Soifu, Malelangi Mama, Kiorana, Malo Lelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mel, Mai Teama, and Momo Lava Pikia Pet Tato Tamana Italangi Motana Tauhinga, Manaka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Te ola ma te malo e kumau e gitato, o katino e gitato ta mohai na bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health.
Lava malo elele ni sambura. Kia ora natato katoa toa. Tēnā koutou katoa. Good morning and welcome to all our beautiful listeners. You are listening to Te Ama radio program. And of course this morning, as we do, before I introduce our guest speaker this morning, first of all, we will start our program with a word of prayer. Fatalo fatule malo la falunglongo ele ne tai au fo vi ele tua ae pela mana masani ai.
Amen.
When you start to doubt if you exist, God believes in you.
Te Ama Community House, welcome again. It is such a beautiful day. As I look at the window, the sun is not shining. That's fine. But praise God that we woke up this morning. Amen. So, Te Ama Pacifica House, of course, every week we have our different speakers. And today we are blessed and privileged to have with us Mrs. Ruta Aitu, who we are going to be hearing from her. Some of you may remember the last time that she was with us. She was actually studying. And now we are here to celebrate have success with the, where she's at now. So ia talo falava malo soifua ia oe vuta.
Malo soifua, falipuka.
How are you this morning?
Manu ia lava ili alofo le atua ilana tausinga malana fa malo longa yo mato tino emese fo ili anganga mfayai fo iona mawal nei avanoa pe ona e wala uli ai fo ilo nei tangata fa tau vahi ili fa so fo imo lelele yo lele.
Amen. You know the good thing is God is good and he's good all the time.
Amen.
He's careful. Well, you know, actually this morning I actually had a call from her because we were going to have a little reminder about how we send off informations with regards to health weekly to remind our Pacific Island communities. And this morning it was about rheumatic fever. As I was thinking and sending it off on Facebook as well as with our Te Ama website, and I happened to get a call from my sister Ruta, and I said, okay, you are not allowed to say no, you're coming with me right now. So here we go. Welcome again, Ruta, and for the sake of our listeners, would you please just give us a little bit about your background, where we left off last time, which was almost 2 years ago.
Mm.
And so now, welcome back, and you're still looking, in fact, you actually look younger than when I first saw you 2 years ago. So, first of all, what is the secret before you give us a little bit about your background? Why are you looking so happy and so glowing and, yeah?
Thank you, Fali, for that. But I believe that anybody in God, believing that and have faith that he is our guide and our protector for everything, and I do believe that he is, and he is, and for now and ever. And I do believe that God is so good, like what you say. He's amazing God we serve. Like last time, 2 years ago, like you say, yeah, I was halfway study. According to my age, it's very hard, very, very, and I have pressure, I have family, I have all sorts of things that's hard for me to choose.
Right.
For at the same time, I was taking 2 years part-time and study at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So coming to another 2 years, will take me 6 years to study if I take part-time. So I pray hard and I say to God, I want to do it, you know. So I chose whether to keep on working part-time and study, or whether to just take resign and do the study. So I end up resigning from work and committed to my study. So that's why I was amazing God that we serve. He helped me through with all these bills and all these things that we sometimes I'm so stressful with my study and doing all these assignments is so hard. According to my age, you know, it's very, very hard. But thank God, that's amazing God we serve, that is nothing is impossible with the Lord. So now I was graduated 2016. Listening to you this morning about rheumatic fever, I quickly employed by the, I apply and I got the job from South CESA. So I got that program, rheumatic fever. I work in schools. So it's amazing life how God puts us through if we leave our life to the Lord till now. And I'm in employment now. I'm looking for, you know, whatever. It's. But at the moment, I'm studying at a Bible class my second year at Agape Bible College at Papatoi. So it's amazing. It's kept me going, even though I'm unemployment, but I'm happy. And I'm still looking forward for what more God's going to show me and tell me what to do.
Thank you so much for that. Now, there you are, our beautiful listeners. The secret for her is having that connection with God daily. And now she's completed her studies, and she'll tell you what her qualification is worth. And now she's doing nearly 2 years studies of your Bible studies now?
Yeah. This is the second year.
Okay. So when you came out of your last 3 year studies, what qualifications you have now?
I got the Bachelor of Social Science of Counseling.
Wow.
So it takes about 3 years, but it took me 4 years.
Four years.
It was 2 years part-time study and work.
Yes.
So, and I study until it was finished in 2016.
Yeah.
So it was amazing how to choose something good for something. You know, I know it's going to be hard, like getting financial to pay all this. But then I have to choose to do my, to complete the study at the moment. So finally, and then at the moment, I've been so like, I need a rest. I need a break.
Yes.
So that's why I didn't reapply for my last job last time, because I believe that I, you know, sometimes the body and the mind needs to rest.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, Ruta, you know, we should celebrate your success. You've done really well.
Yeah,
as you,
you
say, Ruta is a grandmother, and she said it was difficult at her age now, which I believe these particular studies have kept her young and fit and beautiful. And, of course, the secret, as she shared with our listeners, is having that relationship with God.
Mm.
And also, another word she says is trusting God, which means she worked straight away after completing her BA, yes, qualifications. And she I talked with her this morning, and she actually said that she realized that with all this time that she's been studying and gaining her qualification, and now she would like to focus in the home.
Yeah.
She believes that children is a gift from God, and that we parents must concentrate and focus in bringing them up. There is a word in the Bible that says, train up a child the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart from it.
Amen.
That's what you were saying this morning.
Yeah. It's the first time I've been experienced staying home since I, like what I mentioned before, 2 years ago, that I came inside in 1975.
Mm.
And I have more years over here in New Zealand. I've been working since till 2017. This is the first time I ever experienced staying at home.
Right.
So it's a bit worrying in the beginning of Jan, Feb. But in March, I have experienced something new from God, you know. It says in the Bible, you know, give me your worries and your hardship thing, and I will deal with it. So at the moment, I feel so great. I never felt so peaceful, not going to work. I have to worry in the morning to get up, to get out of bed, to not now, just get up to take my children to work and see my kids, whether they have lunch for school, and make sure that everything is well, you know, and then have more time with the husband and, you know, not everything's perfect every day, but thank God there is always a God that we connected in everything we started in every day. Connection with the Lord is more important to myself and my family now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. She even says that have more time to connect with husbands. Well, listeners, I think already we are learning some new things from this grandmother who have just qualified from her studying with her a degree. Bachelor of Social Science. Thank you, Ruta. And it has already taught us a lesson, the important things that we should put together and focus, which is family.
Amen.
Yeah, it's family. So because right now we're just going to give our apologies to our listeners, because she also have an appointment at Middlemore Hospital, and we cannot afford to turn her up, turn up late. So we're going to finish early today than normal. And so to our beautiful listeners, we're just going to go for a little break, and then we'll be right back.
I got all.
Tangata Tukatoto, as our guest speaker today is saying, Jesus, God is everything to her. She's even at home without a income, and she called herself unemployment. It's actually unemployed. And so you've been listening to Ruta this morning, who have just gained her social science in counseling, but she has that passionate about serving the community. Welcome back, Ruta. Talofa.
Yeah, because before I took this paper, Fali, I was working mainly in the communities. We're working with people like in churches. I was in Health Star. I was employed by Health Star in 2001. So I was doing that, advocating with people, with groups and with churches and everything. I used to work around preschools. And I have that passion of working with the people, coming down to taking this paper and then going to South Seas. It's still in that heart of mine to want to connect with the people. So finally, I believe that it's time for me to go voluntary work. That's why I have to go for this appointment. I want to have my time with people to share and to, you know, I'm not looking at the money-wise thing. I believe the passion in you connecting with the people is more than whatever you can have for the money-wise things. Yeah, money is good, but working with people, you know, nurturing their souls and their stuff like that is more important to me.
Thank you. Because now I see our time is coming close to the end. And to our beautiful listeners, you have been listening to Ruta Aitu, social science in counseling, who has completed. If she can do it as a grandmother, I know that you Amen. Can do it. You can do it. So, Ruta, just before I let you go, can you please, what would you like your listeners to take away with them today from this? I know that you have a lot more to share, but one thing that you want your listeners to take away from this presentation.
Never give up. Never too late to learn. Don't give up learning, because learning until, you know, and I love learning. That's why I came back and go take the Bible study. I believe learning more and more makes your day and makes you feel younger too every day, and do connect with the Lord, because He is our guide. He is our protector. He can lead us wherever good things happening. And this is why I have great faith in God, that He will provide. He's our provider, and He is an amazing God that we serve, that nothing is impossible with the Lord. Thank you, Fali.
Amen. So now, at this time, we're going to say goodbye to our listeners. And thank you, Ruta, so very much for making your time available, and wish you well.
Thank you.
With your appointment, that God will give you the desire of your heart.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're just going to finish off with the word of prayer. Thank you.
Faftai le tua nei ava noa matango fie faftai foi. Fai ona tala noa le tua awa lava nei ia te imantou. Ia foi ale vi inga ia te oia wa oe na faya mea uma. Oe o le tua na faya le langi ma lau langi ma mea uma lo matu yai. Fa manuia foi ia fale puka ma nei foi ngā ruenga. Lo ngā lue manisi foi lau fai ngā ruenga ia te oe pele vi inga. E fava vau, e fava vau lava. Amen.
Thank you. God bless.
Someone said that in this life some rain is bound to fall, and each sheds his share, his share of tears and trouble.
The sun's gonna shine.
amazing what you say when you love them to lose. Feel like I'm on a road, twisted and winding up. I don't even know where it's going. Words come out that way, and I can't hold them back now. They're running away from me. They're falling down at your feet. Doesn't it seem strange how we dance around each other now, now? The hardest thing to say is the easiest thing I can hurt you with. We're walking out this way, and it won't make no difference now. Cause after tonight, nothing's gonna be the same. Yeah, after tonight, nothing's gonna be the same. That time had come, this is what we decided upon. You feel the warmth in my voice, but you don't feel the stone in my heart. The brave one sails away, and the other gets left behind. There's nothing I can do, it's written in the rules. Doesn't it seem strange how we dance around each other now, now? The hardest thing to say is the easiest thing I can hit you with. We're walking out this way, and it won't make no difference now. It's after tonight, it's gonna be the same. Yeah, after tonight, it's gonna be the same. No, no, no. I've crossed the border, you can't follow. The truth you give, I won't have tomorrow. Loneliness is broken away from it all. No, nothing's gonna be the same. Tonight, no, no, nothing's gonna be the same. Tonight, no. Nothing's gonna be the same. Where the yellow grass grows knee high,
this is the time. I'd love to be holding you tight, but I guess I'll have to accept the fact that you're not here. I wish the night would hurry up. It's really coming down. Sitting by my window, watching the rain fall to the ground. This is the time I'd love to be holding you tight, but I guess I'll just go crazy.
just missed it?